Hello and welcome to Pro U Podcast, episode number 310, Building Purple. I rarely pre-plan or think about doing the introduction. I just sit down and I start recording, and 30 seconds before I started recording, I was like, you know, Building Purple, got it, and Purple Yellow, and I'm like, you know, I kind of somehow came up with that, and I go, it's really all kind of what Pro U, you know, really comes down. You have yellow, which are things that are factual, but when you think about them, they don't make you feel good. Purple, also things that are factual, things that are in your life, the blessings. And when you think about those, you feel better. So the more you can look at that purple, focus on your purple, the purple grows. And that's what I experienced. Over the course of the podcast, I healed. You know, I did things, made choices, thought things. Purple. I started focusing on my purple. And that purple seemed to grow, like it got brighter. And then it was almost a little bit clearer what I needed to focus on. Like it got, my world got smaller because I was just staring at my purple, but I started realizing I have a lot of purple. Like if you look at all my things, and I always say this to everybody, you know, above ground, four limbs, home, roof over your head, food, clean water, people you love, people that you love. I mean, you're in the top, you know, whatever percentage of people in the world. So if you just focused on that, and I'm like, that's what it is, that's what it is, that's what it is. So the purple, yellow, it's again kind of like black and white, and maybe I didn't want to use black and white, or to me it wasn't that clear, but it was just like, look, these are both present in your life. If you want to talk about my, or listen to me talk about my yellow, I can. It's right here. Fears, doubts, concerns, things I can't control, things I thought would be different, things that I, you know, question, things I want, you know, just, and I thought about all of that for way too long. And that's why I started focusing on purple. So that's what I'm telling my clients right now, and that's kind of what this episode is about. I love kind of being me right now. Again, boom, purple. What do you mean? Well, I like being this version of me. So when I think about, hey, this didn't work out, shut up. What do you mean? You're the best you've ever been. If you're not thinking about that, that's your problem. Oh, yeah. But yeah, you know, I do like how I feel. I do like the control I feel. I do like this kind of sense of empowerment I feel. Boom, purple. So there's just these moments when I'm going through clients and they're not exactly having a great moment or a magical moment, or they're predicting some sort of epiphany, but it's just, I love to be that guy in people's lives and go, okay, I say what I mean. I mean what I say, and you're going to trust me in what I'm telling you, and it's about you. This is how good you are. That's your purple. And if you're not focused on that, that is your problem. Building purple is just really, truly realizing the purple you have, the blessings that you have right now. But we're a little distracted sometimes by that yellow. Because we sometimes think that purple is just going to always be there. And it's not. Long introduction. I hope something resonates with you, and I hope you build your purple, because you are worth it. Enjoy. How you doing? I'm going to show you how to build a little purple today. How easy it is. A client sent me this. And I love it. People, you know, typically send me things like quotes and stuff, and it's pretty hard to send me a quote I haven't heard of. But if I haven't heard of it, I love it. But people just like, oh, I read this and I thought of you. Or, you know, or this reminded me of something that you had said. Something like that. And this was pretty cool because it was completely different. So again, to me, when something's said differently but with the same message, I mean, I just think that's how you get other people to connect. You know, you could hear a message five different ways and the fifth way resonates with you for some reason. So this was a Buddhist monk sharing his secrets on meditation. And he had really kind of that broken English that a monk had, so the video was great because I just loved how he would say to it, and I'm not going to try to imitate it. So he said, we can meditate anywhere, anytime. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, while you're walking, while you're having tea, while you're having a meeting, you can meditate. Many people have a little bit of a misunderstanding about meditation. They think meditation means think of nothing, concentrate. And he like squeezes his face and goes, and then he chuckles. And he goes, so, push too much. That was a slight imitation. We cannot block thought and emotion. See, and I loved when he said that. Because to me, I'm like, if I sat in a room and go, okay, yellow, okay, voice, okay, white noise, go away. And I was in that room in the dark by myself. There's no way. I can't just... And there, you cannot block thought and emotion. In fact, we need thought and emotion. But whether you listen to your monkey mind or not, that's the issue. Monkey mind. What I call the monkey mind is the mind chattering, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. And I went, monkey mind, mind chattering, white noise. This is just perfect. Monkey mind is giving you an opinion. So whether you listen to the opinion or not is up to you, right? And this is what I started thinking. It's like, you know, that conversation's going on. It's like the movie. Hey, there's a movie playing right now. Turn around, watch it, believe it's real. Totally up to you. Whether you watch that movie, believe that movie, listen to the voice, listen to the monkey mind's opinion, it's up to you, right? Through meditation, what we do is we have to make friends with the monkey mind. But how to make friends? Just giving the banana doesn't work. He chuckles again. I love this dude. The right method. You need to give job to monkey mind. How to give job to monkey mind? Simple meditation training. Be aware of the breath. So you ask monkey mind, hello, watch breath. Monkey mind says, ah, yeah, good idea. And then you be aware of your breath. You breathe in and you breathe out. There's a lot of thought that comes in the background. Don't care, no problem. As long as you don't forget your breath, anything is okay. No need too much concentration. Simply be aware of your breath. Breathe in. Breathe out. In. Out. Even two breaths. Even one breath. Therefore, we can meditate everywhere, anytime. The end. You know, it started sounding like Mr. Miyagi. Monkey mind, don't care, no problem, as long as you don't forget your breath. But again, it's simple, you know, totally complicated, just, you know, picking an image and then making a choice. So whatever the image is, whatever the thing is that you're calling it, labeling it, you know, whatever it is, whatever tool you use, yay, but at the end of the day, you are what? Choosing what to think about. So if that yellow thought, the voice, the conversation, the white noise, the monkey mind starts chattering, it's okay. It does it to a lot of us. It's obviously a little bored. Let me give it something to think about. Here's one. I'll read my gratitude list. I'll rewrite my pro-you list. I'll just start writing down, thinking, closing my eyes, imagining with my breath the things that I love the most in the world. Again, you have purple. Thinking about your purple is giving that monkey mind something to think about. So whether you're stopping momentarily, focusing on your breath, or just running through why you're thankful and the blessings you have, either way, you're giving that monkey mind a job. You're not focusing on the yellow. Hey, monkey mind, go ahead, do what you want to do. Yellow, if you feel like entering my head, go ahead. It's gonna, why? Because it's always been there. It's always entered. You have to do different if you want different. And I love that. I really, really did. I love when, I don't know, it's simple, I guess, is the the thing I was thinking about. It was just really, really simple. Okay. Repetition, things done consistently. I always talk about that. I always talk about that. And through repetition, that's how I've always learned. You know, and through repetition, that's how muscles get stronger. That's how muscles gain flexibility. That's how your joints gain mobility through repetition. You know, things done consistently. So I like to, you know, again, when I pulled up old quotes or old stories, I like rereading them because it's like re-remembering the effect they originally had on you. And now that you're different, maybe the effect's a little bit different. But I've always said, you know, it's good to hear these things again. But also, you know, whenever I've talked to a client, I came up with this a long time ago. I told people out the gate, I go, look, when I'm talking to someone, client, friend, giving advice, there's always two people listening, the person I'm talking to and myself. I'm consistently reiterating these things to myself. I just don't say it like I remember the quote, I remember how it affected me, I remember which way it affected me as I tell the story. So all those feelings and emotions come through and resonate with me, and they fill me. So I feel it. I'm like, oh, it's like, hey, wake up in the morning and touch that button. Be reminded of that feel-good thing. You want to keep, hey, oh, I got to go touch that button. I haven't touched it in a while. So those things come into you and they make you feel good again. And maybe a little different than they did the first time. So I'm going to read both of these. One is not mine and one is. And it truly is because I wanted to read these again. And it was partly, you know, listening to the monkey mind, monk talking. It's like, well, you know, and I had the episode, I'm either living the best life right now or making a huge mistake. Well, what are you thinking about? You know, it's like, okay, calming that voice, giving it a job to think about how good you have it. And I do. I mean, it's gotten better. So I've been more thankful and I've been more calm. I'm like, okay, this is me building purple. It's not like I'm manufacturing, you know, pretending there's more than there is, you know, thinking about the purple in the future. It's like, no, my purple is just getting bigger and stronger, but it's the purple I've always had. But again, less monkey mind chatter, less yellow, less white noise, less conversation, less judging and critiquing myself, more good, more purple. So that's the building the purple. You know what I mean? When you start taking control of the space between your ears, you start building purple. More purple, more feel good. More feel good, more purple. The parable of the Mexican fisherman and the banker. An American investment banker was taking a much-needed vacation in a small coastal Mexican village when a small boat with just one fisherman docked. The boat had several large fresh fish in it. The investment banker was impressed by the quality of the fish and asked the Mexican how long it took to catch them. The Mexican replied, "Only a little while." The banker then asked why he didn't stay out longer and catch more fish. The Mexican fisherman replied, "He had enough to support his family's immediate needs." The American then asked, "But what do you do with the rest of your time?" The Mexican fisher replied, I sleep late, fish a little, play with my children, take siesta with my wife, stroll into the village each evening where I sip wine and play guitar with my amigos. I have a full and busy life, senor. The investment banker scoffed. I am an Ivy League MBA and I could help you. You could spend more time fishing and with the proceeds buy a bigger boat. And with the proceeds from the bigger boat, you could buy several boats until eventually you would have a whole fleet of fishing boats. Instead of selling your catch to the middleman, you could sell directly to the processor, eventually opening your own cannery. You can control the product, processing, and distribution. Then he added, of course, you would need to leave this small coastal fishing village and move to Mexico City, where you would run your growing enterprise. The Mexican fisherman asked, but senor, how long will all this take? To which the American replied, 15 to 20 years. But what then? Asked the Mexican. The American laughed and said, that's the best part. When the time is right, you could announce an IPO, sell your company to the stock, sell your company stock to the public and become very rich. You could make millions. Millions, senor. Then what? To which the investment banker replied, then you would retire. You could move to a small coastal fishing village where you would sleep late, fish a little, play with your kids, take siestas with your wife, stroll into the village in the evenings where you could sip wine and play your guitar with your amigos. I love that. And this is, again, you know, I'll read the next one, but if the Mexican fisherman says, yeah, I'm going to do that, 10 years, 15 years into it, he dies of a heart attack. Too much stress. Didn't like what he was doing. No one's guaranteed time. Should take care of you and yours today. Because that's what you have right now and today. So here's me giving my monkey mind a job. Building purple. The parable. The parable. Alright, this is my last time, or I'm not going to read it. The parable of the pro-you guy and the voice. The voice was in this guy's head since he was a child, so he didn't know anything different, nor that it was bad. The guy grew up normal. Two parents, brothers and sisters, went to school, graduated from college, got a job, got married, began to spend and consume. This is just how things were. But not much of what this guy did or felt lasted, and over time he began to question everything. The first thing he began to question was the voice inside his head. It took a very long time, but he finally had achieved that which he had always longed for, quiet between his ears. He didn't realize what the voice was. It was just how things were. This guy had built up a reputation and earned a pretty good wage, achieving peace. He redirected his life in a more spiritual way where he was not pursuing human things, not spending more, not consuming. His world became small and controllable. This is where he found peace, and this is where he identified the voice and its negative effect. He would get up every morning and run through Hollywood with his best friend, his dog, with no leash, no collar. Why? Because he could. He might have a client, then work out, eat, walk his dog again, go to the park, make some art in his Zen garden, his studio, or go to the beach where he played with his dog and did stone balancing. He did this most days. The stone balancing was his art and his meditation. He would go 2 to 3 times a week. Because he chose when to go to the beach, he found the beach all to himself and his dog most of the time. He had found peace, balance, and quiet. His new church. This was now how things were. When the voice would stop by and say hi, no, the voice never truly leaves. One just learns how to turn it down and not pay attention to it. it would disguise itself in numerous ways, like, you are feeling so good, shouldn't you have more clients? And if you didn't go to the beach as much, you could work more and make more money, save more, spend more, buy more things, accomplish more, do more, go more places like everyone else. Over his long pro-you journey and his claim, never giving up, this guy had learned the power of pausing and staying curious, reflecting. So he always questioned the voice, why, to most everything. This gave him the power, and it took it away from the voice, who, for the record, he had received this voice from his father while he was a child growing up. Just to stop, pause, and question how he felt was one of the biggest lessons he had learned and achieved. The voice responded, if you did more to earn a higher level of income, one day you could do whatever you wanted to do, whenever you wanted to, when you retire, like your father. This was now how things were. This guy had built his how to respond muscle into one of his strongest muscles he had. He had lost a sister, a girl he had dated, and his first dog. He knew all the voice cared about was making this guy worry about tomorrow and the things he couldn't control. This guy knew no one gets tomorrow, so he decided to keep doing it differently and stay thankful that he got to live today. This is how things are now. I am not sure what happened at the end. But I just got choked up right at the end. And again, I haven't read that. But my point was, I want to reread things. Why? Because they do this. Like, I wrote that. I know when I wrote that, but I think I looked at it in 6 months. And it's, you know, that's really the monkey mind. You know, that is really my voice. On paper, it's just, this is the best I've ever been, best I've ever felt, love my life in a way I never have. Fact, done, boom. Where's the voice right there? What's it saying? Same thing. So, it was just good to just hear and read the Buddhist monk talking about the monkey mind. Now, I had heard monkey mind before, but not specific, and I loved it. It was just chatter, and I'm like, oh, call it the voice or white noise. So again, just to hear it in a different way. And a Buddhist monk, when you say Buddhist monk, you know that dude's pretty chill. You know he's pretty peaceful because of the path he's walking and the life he's living and the choices he's making. So when something like that, when someone like that is saying things like that that resonate with me, remind me, make me remember, want to read things again, and kind of fill me up. It's just like that confirmation. You know, a client said, hey, I sent you this because you say this all the time. So to my client, I sounded like this Buddhist monk, different verbiage. And I'm like, oh, that's dope. You know, that's kind of part of that purple thing. You know, I probably said a year or two ago, I started going, I like myself. And I'm like, well, I've never really said that. I didn't like not like myself, but I never said, no, I like myself. And now it's like, no, I love myself. I really do. I love who I am. And when I, you know, the podcast is the, you know, my journal. It's like, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. Why? I like what I'm getting. I mean, I like the clients. I like how they're doing. I like their responses. I like the choices they're making. I like the stories they're sharing. I like my life, my health, Zen's health, you know, my faith, the beach, my art. Like, I love being me. Come to my well by the water I sell. You're listening to a dude who's 54. So this was not overnight, and it was not quick, and it was not easy, and it was not comfortable, but it was possible, and I did it. See, that's the value when I talk. I have something of value. It is my story. And you can listen or not listen, but you don't get an opinion. This is my story, and I get to share that. And when it has value, you know, see, that's the thing. It's like, oh, well, now I can do those things. I let my light shine. I will give others permission. If I just share my story, maybe somehow magically it'll connect with someone or inspire someone, because you can tell I'm better, I sound better, I feel better. So that's the intrinsic value built in. Going, well, he did that and now he's better, fact. So maybe I can. Maybe I can give that monkey mind a job. Maybe I can focus on my purple, start building purple. And again, building purple, it's just recognizing the purple you have and decreasing the yellow, the stuff you can't control, the negativity, the monkey mind, the chatter, the noise, white noise, the voice, all that. So I'm going to chat about two clients. Client A, client B. So I'm working out with client A, and he's doing exercise, pretty tough. And he got done, I said, I just loved how slow you moved. And define slow, Tom. Well, if you're moving slow, doing a tough exercise, number one, it means you're present. You're aware. You're in control. You're choosing how and when to move. It's a demonstration of your mental state in the moment, what you're focused on. And after I told him I loved how slow you were moving, his reply was, just asking permission. I felt deeply more in love with my client. It was almost poetry to me. She was completely serious, completely right, and I loved it, and I'd never heard it before. Give people, you know, I'm going to tell you what I see, state what I see, and not intended to make you feel one way or the other, but I'll state facts. I'm like, wow, I love how slow you're moving. Fact. Boom. Just asking permission. And I was like, you go fast. You don't care about your body. Because if you start falling and you're moving fast, you're not going to catch yourself. If you start feeling something funky and you're moving fast, you're not going to be able to stop before maybe you injure yourself. So asking permission is saying, body, is this okay if I go here? I'm right here listening. How about this? And you can't move fast and have that little conversation. And you can't ask your body for permission if you're moving fast. I loved that. So then the client mentions while he was away, he didn't work out. He goes, I just didn't feel like it. Now, when you're consistent, this is what you can do. You can take that time off pretty guilt-free. And you might, maybe. But when you go, look, I feel better. I'm here at the workout. And I'm just a little sore. I would be like, well, congrats. Why? Well, when you used to travel, you would come back really messed up. Like, literally, physically messed up. Now, you didn't really work out or stretch, and you came back and I'm just a little sore. To me, that's huge growth and success. And it's not because you're a fantastic trainer, it's because you're listening to your body now. You've learned that. How to listen to your body. So he ends up really having a great workout. I gave him the foam roller at the end and he's rolling on it. And all of a sudden, I could hear it go pop. And I go, that your shoulder? He goes, yep. And I'm like, in between your shoulder blade your spine, just that whole upper back area. That's the thing that was kind of pulling on his, you know, the back of his shoulder, upper back area. And so has the dope comet, just asking permission, listened to his body while he was away, came back successful, going just a little sore, works out, great decision, nothing holding him back, has a phenomenal workout, and it was almost like the reward was, oh, here's the icing. Little pop. That bone's going to move back into place, and you're going to feel way better. So when I get home, I text him, and I said, I am enjoying your success. And he replied, these workouts are life-saving. And once again, not patting myself on the back, but in that moment, I'm like, see, there's purple. There's my purple. That relationship, that client, what they've learned, their success. That's my success. That's, and I like being in those moments. And I like being able to have those conversations and knowing kind of what to say to where someone feels like these workouts are life-saving. That's my purple. I built that. Client B. This, I'm sure, will resonate with someone. When something is looming in the future, something's coming, and we know. It's like, you know, going back to school, you know, going back to work, whatever it might be. We can start feeling anxious. We can start feeling kind of panicked. Now, again, this is stuff I always talk about. It does not serve you. And if you're not present and if you're not in the moment, you're not being the best you. Now, I brought up this point that I mentioned about my father. I go, you know, when I think back, it's like it's easy now to see. There were things he just could not handle, deal with, cope, fit into his head at all. So what he started doing was working really hard on the photo he wanted people to see. Our yard was like a golf course. Our house was painted clean, perfect, storybook. If there was a hedge, it was trimmed. If there was trees, it was trimmed. If there was a fence, it was painted. I mean, it was always that way. Cars, immaculate. Summer, winter, fall, spring, didn't matter. Always clean. And my father's big line was, shh, neighbors are going to hear. So what he put out was, wow, that's a beautiful home, a clean yard, clean cars, so well taken care of, beautiful family. So it was during the podcast I started making those revelations. Where I was like, when someone's trying so hard in one area to go, this is what I do, who I am, or what I can control. You know, they just, it's like, okay, just screams non-balance, unbalance, imbalance, not balanced. And so when I was talking to my client, I said, number one, if you're thinking about tomorrow, wrong, bad. But what it causes you to do is kind of fall off that pro-you path. The old you's right there. You know, that voice, the first groove, all that stuff is going to be right there. Beautiful mind, where are your delusions? Right there. You know, all that stuff is right there. Like the monkey mind. It's just waiting to see if we let it in. We let it play. We let it hang out. We let it live. We flame the fire. So when I sat down to chat with my online client, I could tell he was a little frazzled. And I said, "You're a little frazzled." And he's like, "No." And then he went into this little moment of what he'd been doing the last few moments, getting a bunch of stuff done. I'm like, like everything about him was saying I'm frazzled. And then he kind of went on and chatted a little more. And he's like, you know, this event's happening again. And I panic. I always panic. And so I'm just, you know, and I just said, okay, stop. And then I just started pointing things out to him. I'm like, just a mirror. And again, I love being me because I can do this. I can just see it immediately. And I'm like, okay, well, are you not the best you've ever been? Yes, boom. Okay, perfect. Do you want to get better? Yep, perfect. Boom. You know what? Rhetorical. Great. When you worry, think about tomorrow. Stress, think about yesterday. You're not present, are you? Nope. Are you the best you? Nope. And you know how you became a better you. You know you're a better you. You know the things I tell you resonate with you. You understand and you nod your head. He's nodding his head. I said, you have this little hum, this little murmuring going on. Oh, that thing's coming. And that's shaking your canoe. And you're going, okay, what am I good at? Getting things done. Let me get things done. I got 10 minutes before I got to talk to Tom. Let me just get it. So he's just checking off the to-do list. And there it is. See, now I feel good. Look at me. I'm getting things done. Yep, feel good. It's like, whoa, feel good? What are you really doing? All you're doing is momentarily distracting yourself. Because that thing that's going to happen always causes you to panic, but you're different. You're just a different you. You can't pre-predict how you're going to be. Have you ever felt like this? Mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, in your life ever? Nope. Okay. How do you know you're going to be? Yes, in the past, this event moment would come around and you would get panicked. Fantastic. Got nothing to do with you right now. You're a different you. You've had experiences that you have shared with me where you're like, I would have done different. I did so much better. Yes or no? Yes. Okay. Why would this event, moment, time be different? Nothing to say. Now he's just pausing. He's starting to calm down. He's starting to be the guy that I know. He's starting to be the version that he was last week. Because he realized, like my dad, I'm out there cleaning the cars, cutting the grass, painting the house, making it all look good because there's stuff going on inside my head I can't deal with, can't control. Fears, doubts, worries. So you do things. And I told him, I go, you know, I wasn't doing things. I didn't choose to slow down. I was forced to slow down. But I embraced that and then I learned. Oh. When you slow down, then you have to deal with your thoughts. And you have to choose them. And you have to get better at them. Because when you have a lot of time and then you're given more time, dealing with your thoughts is one of the hardest things. And if you can't deal with your thoughts and you have got a bunch of time, it is not going to be a picnic at all. And as I'm talking, you can just see them change. And this is what I loved. Because immediately, I mean, I'm present, but I'm like, I love being me. Like, I can stop someone from thinking, feeling, acting one way and spin it 180 degrees and then get them calm, peaceful, and agreeing. It's like, I'm always right. Why? Because I'm talking about a better you. You're a better you? Yep. You want to be a better you? Yep. Does allowing these future thoughts to come in serve you? Nope. Do you have wonderful things in your life? Yep. Okay. Let me ask you a question. Last time. It is a bit redundant at this point, but are you or are you not the best you've ever been? Yep. Not even a pause. And I said this. So when you're not thinking about that, that's your problem. There's the job for the monkey mind. Hey, that thing is shut up. Why? I'm the best I've ever been. Oh, that person, shut up. Why? I'm the best I've ever been. Like, ever. Like, I felt A for 48 years. And at 52, 53, 54, I started feeling things I've never felt. And good things about me. And being alone in the quiet with the space in between my ears and myself, and that's it. Not a bunch of money, a bunch of friends, a significant other, family, success. Not external things at all. And as I'm talking, this guy knows what I'm talking about, and he's nodding, and he's back to chilling again. And I said, right now, you're back to that guy. Right now, you're way different. This is who you should be, and when you're not this version, that's what you work on. And he just got it. And I'm like, it's like I read a book I don't read. I remembered everything, and I'm horrible at reading because I feel I have a little ADD, or read a page and turn it and go, what was on that page? But I'm like just reciting this book I wrote now. Okay, this is what you do in this situation, da-da-da, think that. Well, what you're doing there, you want to da-da-da-da. Like I'm just stating facts. And I love that. And I love being me. And that is my purple. And I built that purple. So when I'm not thinking, wow, I can sit down with a client and just tell them things. And they automatically feel better, feel different, believe me. Because I'm comfortable, confident, and convicted. When I'm not thinking about that, that's my problem. Well, I got a bunch of yellow. I got a bunch of things I could tell you I don't have, thought would be different. But it's that point where it's not even like, I wish, no, I don't. But these are the things that, you know, if I, you know, could have. It's like, I'm just so good without them all. See, so again, just repetitive. Come to my well by the water. So these are the choices I'm making. This is the way I'm thinking. These are the fruits of my labor. So I'm walking around saying things like, yeah, I love me. I like my life. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. And it's just, again, I can't really tell anybody what to do. I can tell you what I did. And then you take that, take bits and pieces, and then you apply it to your own personal pro-you path. You know, client A, something in that story. He's just surrendering, letting go, just learning. This is me. Be okay with the monkey mind. Client B, it was almost like, oh, a step. No, you'd never ever thought what he thought in that moment about him and his life ever. And it was like a switch turning. And I'm like, I was part of that. And I just loved that moment. So I'm enjoying what I'm doing, and it's not about becoming rich and famous, making money or whatever, getting affirmations. I like what I'm doing, the experiences that I'm having, the results of my interactions. And again, talking to these clients, it's just, it's joy. It's joy, joy, joy. So you focus on your blessings. And if it's a real struggle, I guarantee you got at least 4 or 5 obvious ones. If you're, especially if you're listening to a podcast. People without food and water, that don't have electricity, that aren't listening to podcasts. And then you start feeling good because you start kind of giving that monkey mind a job. Well, think about those 3 blessings. That felt better. You know, I'm starting like this. Wow, it's like I'm really starting to understand what to focus on. And to me, my world got smaller. Here's what's really, really, really truly important. Here's what I can't control. Here's what serves me. I'm going to focus on this. What's happening? I feel better. What are you going to do now? I mean, I've done it the entire time. I've healed by being thankful and mindful. I've said that for 4.5 years. So what did I keep doing? I'm going to keep being thankful and mindful. What are you going to tell people? I'm going to tell people to be thankful and mindful. That got bigger. That got better. That got stronger. It turned into all these other things I've started saying, believing, thinking, doing, and it kept growing. And I'm like, here I am, building purple. I have less of everything, people. Grab that. Okay, that's the big part of this you got to grab. I have less of everything I've ever had in my entire life. But I've been building my purple. And therefore, I'm the best I've ever been. That's what I'm selling. Deem yourself worthy. You are worth it. About you. And highlight of that is this moment, because now we are truly focused on you and that which you can control. Let us begin. If you can sit on the floor, fold your legs, fantastic. If you need to sit another way, glad you're here. Beginning to control that which we can't control. Eyes closed, shoulders over the hips, navel tucked into the spine, neutral neck. Draw that inhale through the nose, and we'll exhale out the mouth. We're gonna slow down the breath, elongate it. To do that, we must stay present so that we can connect our mind to our body, our focus on our breath. And we're going to do that to the best of our ability for 180 seconds. If anything else pops into that space between your ears, kindly, calmly ask it to leave and return to your breath. I will let you know when time is up. You may begin. Now. Congratulations on another successful pro you moment. And you might think, well, what's that little moment gonna do? That's all I talk about. Little things done consistently. Because no one can take that moment away from you now. You have that. You did that. Purple. Think about the fact that you did that. You made that choice. And it felt good. More purple. And then you just start building that purple moment by moment. Consistently as you can. Deeming yourself worthy because you are worth it. And you take the pressure off and you take the judgment out. Take out the self-judgment, self-doubt, self-critique. Think about that which you have, that which you love, that which you're so thankful for. Just focus on it. Close your eyes. Breathe in. Breathe out. That which you are most thankful for. As often as you can. And that will grow. And you will love how that feels. That is that pro you path. Peace and God bless.